I'm Mr. Heat Miser, boy, it is warm. I'm Mr. Heat Miser, check out the sweat in my balls. Hello, welcome to Scriptical. My name is David.
Usually you say hi first and then you start your intro.
No, I'm doing that. You went
balls deep.
I went ball sweat.
Yeah, ball sweat
deep. It is Christmas time in Australia and it is hot.
It is warm. It is.
I don't know exactly on the day this comes out how hot it is, but the day we're recording this, it's pretty warm.
Of course.
So, we watched a movie that is technically...
Our oldest movie?
Yeah. Oh, no. Willy Wonka is 1971.
Oh, so it just beats this
Just beats this.
It's because 1974.
But, yeah, this is 1974. But this one... It's technically a TV movie. It's the first TV movie we've ever done. Right,
so we have no budget and no box office.
No budget and no box office because, I don't know, unless I ask the people who made it, but they won't tell us.
Well, they won't have a box office.
And there's no box office because it was put on TV.
Correct.
So, I can't talk budget and box office. That's okay. Yeah, we are doing a movie that is like an absolute classic in my household as a child.
Yep.
That you probably hadn't seen.
No.
Probably never watched until maybe I made you watch it years ago.
Correct.
So we are doing The Year Without a Santa Claus.
Right.
So there is, in my childhood, there is like three big Christmas movies that I remember that I really fondly remember that are not like the well-known ones. There's this one.
Mm-hmm.
There's one I talked about last time about the father who's like the grandfather who died and the kid who sees him around and sees Santa.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the other one, which is that the bears... Who Saved Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
So all three of those are like very much just TV movie ones. And, yeah, this one is very short as well because I think it's about 60 minutes long. I think it's made for an hour.
It's a TV movie.
It's tight. Yeah. It's a tight 60.
Tight but whole.
It's pretty tight.
I didn't have any Christmassy movies growing up.
No.
To be honest, I really didn't. I enjoyed like Christmas specials of my shows that were on.
Yeah.
Like I'm sure Benny Hill did a Christmas special.
I'm sure they all did.
When he dressed as Santa and chased women around. Mr. Bean did a Christmas special.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed that one very much. And maybe the Goodies did one too.
Because the Santa Claus is when you were well and truly older. Like, well, suppose Santa Claus is teenage years.
Yeah, but I honestly don't think I would have watched it until it came on TV.
Yeah.
So
what did you... But no, hold on. National Lampoons.
Yes.
That's your Christmas.
I'm talking about little, when I'm little. National Lampoons, I would have been around 12 or so.
Okay.
I would remember.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like I would have been a teenager when I enjoyed that.
So what did you watch at Christmas time? Did you ever watch... You never watched any Christmas movies that you can remember?
No, we were made to go to Midnight Mass.
Oh, okay.
So we needed to sleep. Oh, speaking of... Our cats have just discovered that the Christmas tree is up. Yeah,
both of them have walked in.
Yep.
And they're both, one of them's like, what is this thing?
Yep.
And she's investigating.
She's like, it's back. It comes every year.
It comes the same time of year. And it gets warm.
I'm going to sit underneath it because like I'm a fucking gift.
It's like a woman in The Predator. She goes, when it grows hot, thing turns up. And this year it grows very hot.
She was just talking about her Pornhub subscription.
Oh, no.
I'm looking forward to seeing my Pornhub wrap up of the year.
Oh, I don't think I've got Spotify. One yet. My Spotify wrap was just mostly very disappointing, just the things that I knew. Although, can I say that Scriptical was my number one listened to podcast?
It was my number two because I was heavily trying to backtrack and listen back to a podcast that had, we're currently in season 7.
Yeah.
So I had to listen back. I'm finally up to season 6. I'm getting there. I've been listening to it as 1.5 speed.
The reason why Scriptical is my number one is that I don't listen to podcasts on Scriptical.
Mm-hmm.
I don't listen to podcasts on Spotify. And the only reason why Scriptical is number one is because a couple of times I had to listen back to figure out what was going on with something, whether it was on properly. And so I think it said, it's your number one podcast with 17 minutes. So, or something like that. Or something minutes or whatever. And I was like, yeah, okay, because I don't listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
Because I listen on something else.
I was impressed that my most played band was Live.
Was it?
Yeah. I had a renaissance period where I went back and listened to Live a lot.
My most played bands were like the most... What was my most played band, do you think?
You don't use Spotify, so...
No, I do.
Oh, you do?
I do. So what's my most played band?
I want to say R.E.M.
It is.
Yeah.
My second most played... My second most banned is Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah.
My third was Live.
Yeah.
My fourth was probably, I think it was Bush or something. And my fifth was like, I don't know, someone in that same era. They're all 90s songs.
My most played actual song was that kid song.
Oh, yes. You know what? They were. That was my fifth most played.
Yeah, that was my child's during. That wasn't me.
That was my fifth most played song as well. Mm. I can't remember my most played song. Oh, it was Smashing Pumpkins 1979.
Mm.
I played it 27 times, apparently.
I think the next one was that Midnight City by M83.
Oh, yeah, yeah. See, because when we go out and you have the car and we will play Spotify through your one, whereas I do play Spotify sometimes in the car.
Mm.
And also what happens is sometimes at work now we have that new speaker and we will, someone has to have their Spotify on.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it'll be mine.
Mm-hmm.
But what actually happens with that is that we just play our joint playlist. So I end up with a lot of their music on my, I'm surprised I didn't get anything on my rap that said that I liked, I don't know.
Something that would be not.
Something that, that I don't like.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get to this, back to this movie, The Year Without Santa Claus.
Yes. The Year Without a Spotify wrap up. Do you remember?
Yeah. The cast, I'm only going to give you four names.
Okay.
Because there is other people. No, there's other people, but I don't know the other ones. And you know when you look in IMDb and they've got no photo? You can kind of really tell.
You realise that they're not a major cast not a major member thing. Or a major actor.
So our major cast, our number one person is Shirley Booth, who plays Mrs. Claus.
Yes, she's the narrator.
She's also the narrator, yes. And Mickey Rooney is Santa.
She's a bitch, by the way.
Yeah, we'll get to that anyway. Dick Shawn.
Dick Shawn.
Who one of our daughters noticed and said, ah, Dick Shawn. And George S. Irving. So yes. I think that George S. Irving is, he's one of the misers. I'm not sure if he's the heat or the cold miser. Cold,
yeah.
I think he's the heat one. And Dick Shawn is, oh, I can't remember who he is, but he's someone else. Like, yeah, anyway, he's someone else in that list. He's not one of those two. He's not Jingle or Jangle the Elves. He's someone else.
It was quite cool. We started watching this movie and our kids just decided to
Started watching. And I don't think they've seen it before.
And watch it with us.
And one of our kids is really heavily into animation, so much so that she's going to do an animation course.
Yes.
In her higher school.
Yep.
And
in her tertiary education.
And high school,
yes.
Yes.
Yeah, she's done for the next 2 years. She's
that's right.
A certificate too, I think.
So she was, I thought she'd ripped this apart, but she was, people were making fun of it, but I think she understood the fact that it was from 1970-something.
Yeah, no.
She actually said it's not that bad.
No. I think the mocking mainly came from the silly story.
Yes, the story was a bit weird. Yeah.
Put some socks and reindeer's ears and all of a sudden it's a dog. That sort of stuff.
All right, let's not ruin that. Let's go to a few facts.
Okay, factoids. Trivia.
So, this is no particular order. This is just the way I wrote them down. So, the painting that's hanging in Santa's bedroom is also the same painting that they put up at the town hall at the end.
Right.
I think it's just because they only had one small painting that they could get the little claymation people to put up.
And they just copied and pasted.
Yeah. The Socks on Vixen's ears, alternate. Socks on Vixen's ears, alternate.
Was there an alternative to what they were going to do?
Socks on Vixen's ears, alternate. Oh, they alternate. Oh. Okay, now I know what it is. So what happens is...
He can't even read his own writing.
Quotes. I thought it said alternative, but it said alternate.
Alternate.
So what basically happens is they put the socks on Vixen's ears. Then Vixen's in the pound and she doesn't have the socks on. And then when Santa goes to pick her up, she has the socks on again.
Right.
So it's like...
So they don't really alternate. They just go off and on.
They go back off and no one puts them back on, but they're back on again.
Yeah.
So it's like this is more like a couple of these were goofs
that
I kind of picked up. Because I didn't think I was going to get trivia and they got trivia at the end.
Glitches.
Apparently there is some time travel in this. So we couldn't technically use it. But what happens is... The clock that is on, you know, the Run DMC elf.
Yeah.
the clock, I think he's Jingle, that guy.
Yeah, thanks for using my term for him. That ruins one of my jokes.
No, anyway, it's fine. The clock that is there, apparently it says one time, like 11:45, and then later in the movie it says 10:30.
Right.
So he actually goes back in time.
Oh, maybe it's just different time zones.
Yeah, that one I'm going to leave... that I'm going to leave. So there's a couple of them I'm going to leave as things. That one I'm going to leave. I'm going to wait till we get to these ones. There's actually a sequel. There's two different types of ones. There's a remake of this movie, mm-hmm. a live action remake in 2006.
Yeah.
And there's
the year that Santa dominated Christmas.
No. The 2006 one is the same one. It has John Goodman playing Santa.
That's the live action
one. That's the live action one.
Yes.
And it has a couple of people who are like SNL kind of cast members who are Jingle and Jangle and a couple of the others.
Yeah.
But there's actually a sequel to this movie, which was made in 2008.
Right.
And the sequel is the same animation style.
Yep.
And it actually features Mickey Rooney at age 88 playing Santa Claus.
Playing Santa. And he plays Santa in this one too, right?
Yep. And George S. Irving. So those two guys return. Right. The other two didn't return because they are no longer with us.
Right. No excuse.
But, what was I going to say? But that actual movie is called something like The Miser Brothers Christmas.
Right.
So it's like a go back and visit them because yes. everyone remembers these two characters.
Yes, obviously even though they're the most interesting.
They're the most interesting characters, and that's yeah. why everyone would think that.
Fair enough.
This was the first TV movie that Rankin Bass did since Santa Claus is Coming to Town in 1970.
Mm-hmm.
And then after they do this movie, because it was so successful, or they did so well with it. They do at least one Christmas movie every year until 1985.
Yes, okay.
So they had done some before this, like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and a couple of those other ones.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, they kind of had gone away from doing Christmas ones. They finally decided to do this one.
Yeah.
And because people loved it, they went, yeah, let's keep going with it.
Okay.
This is based on a Phyllis McGinley book. It's based on a Phyllis McGinley poem that was published in Good Housekeeping magazine in 1956.
Yeah, okay.
So she wrote at the start of the movie, there's yes. that kind of rhyme bit?
Yes.
That's the poem. So she wrote this poem. They went, this is a really good idea.
Yeah.
We should probably look at doing this. And then what ended up happening is in 1968, Boris Karloff, Boris Karloff plays like Dracula and stuff like that those old days.
I wouldn't have known him by name.
But he's like that. I don't know which one he is, but he's one of those famous horror whatever.
Yeah, I know the one you're talking about.
So he narrated an LP version of the story just a few months before he died in
1968.
Oh,
wow.
So
LP.
Yeah, because it was on record because he basically vinyl narrated the poem.
For those millennials.
Yes. Vinyl. So he narrated it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've got that already. Okay, I think we can get into the movies. There's a couple of little bits there which are more like goofs
mm-hmm.
that I'll probably bring up as we go.
Your goofs.
Or a couple of information that's probably more important that we brought up through it. Okay. Cool. So, have you got something for the start?
Only the bit where Santa's sick.
Okay,
that's probably a little bit in compared to what you might have notes for.
What if she could give date? I don't know what if she could give date means, but she could give. That's date.
Is it date?
He says something to her. Santa says something to Mrs. Claus, and anyway. What if she could cue a date? I don't know. Anyway, let's move on from my one.
Yeah.
So Santa starts doing the poem bit, right?
Yeah.
And talks about wrapping with whatever and gauze. And I went, mm-hmm. What if you wrapped with gauze when you gave presents, like bloody gauze?
Yeah, graphic. Maybe that's what they do in the ER.
And then I said, what if Santa got kinky? Because he starts to talk about a kink in his poem.
Yes.
A few of the words in the poem felt like they were just chucked in there because they rhymed with other words.
Yes.
And they didn't really make sense.
Just for the sake of it.
Unless it may be in older English they had different meanings, but I don't, it sounded weird. Especially when he said something in kink and I was like, oh.
Yes.
The Santa got kinky.
Yeah. Well, he's entitled to.
So my next one is once the doctor turns up. So have you got something before the doctor?
Only the fact that, he's obviously sick and I just went, what if Santa had a case of just zero fucks to give? So I just can't be bothered. I'm just tired. They're ungrateful shits and I'm not doing this fucking job anymore.
Yep. And then the doctor turns up and the doctor is grouchy. So I said, what if the doctor was not grouchy?
Yeah, he's an asshole.
Well, see this. Okay, I don't know what day the year it is. Is this supposed to be like Christmas Eve?
No.
Or the day before, a few days before it is.
No, it's like lead up.
Yeah, it's like a week before or something, yeah, right?
Kids are on break, they're playing, but they're not on holiday. They're not on Christmas yet.
I like how you said to me, it's amazing what Santa has his own physician. Like, we didn't hear anything about that dude.
No. Yeah, there's just they've got their own staff on the North Pole. They've got, you know, a cook,
yeah,
a cleaner, hairdresser.
Have they got a cook?
I'm sure they have a
if
cook.
If there's a siege and Santa is taken,
it's
that cook.
Santa Segal.
That cook is going to be able to save them.
Yeah, he will. Okay, yeah,
good.
Yeah. And a black guy who's like carries a luggage trying to crack onto every young elf in town. Inappropriately.
All right, we've moved to Santa Claus. We've moved to Santa You Without a Santa Claus 2, Dark Territory.
Chef Delight.
If anyone doesn't get that reference, I'm sorry.
Maybe it's the Polar Express version.
Think about Steven Seagal and something that has Dark Territory.
Like a version, but with Polar Express.
Oh, yes. Mm. There is a Polar Express 2 going
to
come out.
Yes. And it seems to be a live action one, though.
Yeah. Strange.
Interesting.
We will see.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's another part where Santa says he's not going to be up to snuff.
Yes.
And I said, what if Santa was up to snuff?
What if he was into snuff? Maybe that's how he got sick.
Oh, that would be bad.
Yeah. I said, what if Santa was the COVID patient zero?
Oh, I've got that one too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I've got that a bit further down, but yeah, I definitely have that. I think that's when he visits Iggy's house, and I said, what if he gives everyone some kind of infectious disease? But yeah, at this point, it could be COVID zero.
Yeah, he just needs to fall off someone's roof.
So it looks like
give the card to someone else, and then you know he's got a day off.
Yeah,
you should have done that.
We'll get. Yeah. Anyway, so
am I jumping ahead of your notes? Am I?
I think you're going to hit one of my classic jokes.
Hit your G spot? Okay.
One of my classic jokes.
I hit his good spot.
So okay, we move on, and Mrs. Claus thinks of a plan where she's going to dress up like Santa.
Yes.
And she does a song. Because what if you guys haven't seen this, because I don't know if you can find it or not.
It's like
if
a Disney movie. Everything results in a song.
Yeah. This is a musical.
Yes. I switched off.
Of course she did. So she sings a song about anyone can be Santa Claus, right? Yes. And she dresses up, and then our daughter, who's into the animation, said, because you said, oh, she really does look like Santa Claus. And our daughter goes, only when they put the model of Santa Claus on the other side of the supposed mirror does she look like Santa Claus. I was like, realistically.
So no, her face looks the same. You put a beard on a boom.
It's similar.
It's not far off. And then I said, what if Mrs. Claus was the first trans movie character?
Well, she kind of was. Mm, she almost did.
Dressing up in her husband's clothing.
Now, she does that, right? And then she calls Jingle and Jangle to come. And they think it's Santa at first. And when she turns around, they go, oh, it's Mrs. Claus, right?
Because she's got a lot of junk in her trunk.
Yeah. Now, this is the thing. Is like, what if Mrs. Claus just continued with this plan?
Mm-hmm.
Because this would solve everything.
Yeah.
Santa could have a day off.
Maybe the Christmas magic that Santa has, you know, how he can go through chimneys and stuff. Maybe that's not sexually transmitted.
Maybe not.
Maybe he's the only one that's got that.
Maybe they don't have the Mrs. Claus.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I know they've been married a long time, but I don't think she's allowed to take his sack out in public.
No, probably not.
Yeah. I don't know how many years of marriage that is, but it's not enough.
And then there's a part where she does, I think it might be the part where she's doing like she's doing something like this. And all of a sudden, she's on this sleigh. It's like she's still on the song at this point. And I said, what if the sleigh could fly without the reindeer? She just kind of like flies in the air.
Sleigh. More like fucking, I don't know what that was.
I don't know what it is.
I had a tricycle that was bigger than that.
But she fought. So,
and I had one of those old school tricycles that had like a little basket at the back. So I used to put my toys in there and take them for a ride when I was tiny, like 3.
Yeah.
And that was still bigger than what she was
using. Little red cart things with the wheels.
It looked like an actual like snow sled.
Yes.
Not Santa's sleigh.
No, it did.
Yeah, sled.
But
they're very similar.
They are similar. Sorry. They really are.
Just to shit my
But she gives
off.
Up on it way too quick. Like it would work.
Yeah.
She could do it.
Why has there not been any Santa merch? Where he's clicking his fingers going, sleigh. Because of Christmas, he has a sleigh.
You know what they should be? What? It should be like the classic Santa, and he's like that, and he's just got like the fingers up, and just above it just says sleigh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like that's all it should be.
Yeah, sleigh hose.
Yeah. Mm. I just say sleigh.
Sleigh's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you want to like spice it up, add hose to it. for a bit of spiciness.
True. Well, I mean, Santa is all about inclusivity.
It's true. Well, allegedly. He doesn't want his wife doing his job, that's for sure. My next one isn't to the until the elves are in on Earth. On Earth.
Okay.
They're always on Earth. In this stupid little town.
No, they... Oh, God. Okay. Let me get through this part.
Let's unpack that. Lisa's had a bit of drinky poos, and she's not talking great.
Let's get through this part. Okay, so she doesn't give up on being Santa, what I said. Then my next one is, what if she sends better elves and a larger reindeer?
Mm.
So she decides to choose Jingle and Jangle, right? First of all, Jingle might be reasonably okay, but Jangle's a moron.
Mm.
And there's got to be two better elves than that.
Yeah, it's the comedy duo perfection.
It's the comedy duo. And then she decides to grab Vixen, who is the only baby reindeer of all of the reindeer.
Unless she's a midget.
Well, no, but we see this at the end. We see the...
I'm saying unless she's a midget.
Maybe she's a midget. Yes. Whatever. But she's obviously the one who is
younger than everyone else.
She's obviously the one who's least going to be prepared for this arduous journey.
Allegedly.
Maybe Vixen's in her back pocket and all the elves will report back to Santa.
Baby wouldn't have been healthier than an older reindeer. Personally.
Well, because, okay, imagine you have a young reindeer, right?
No, I know.
Who has to carry two people.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Like, that's the thing. She's got to carry two people.
She's taking well above her load.
Exactly. That's what she said. Generally, a reindeer, if in Santa's thing, is eight of them, right?
Yes.
And they're taking one eighth of Santa plus his presents, right?
Yeah.
And we know his presents are pretty magical.
Yeah, so he's not carrying, like, the whole world's presents on the tiniest sleigh.
Imagine if Santa, it wasn't magic like that. And imagine it was just he had to have, like, a long road train.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got, like, reindeer at the front, and then he's got this massive road train. Above and then when he gets to each part... He's got to, like, get the, like, logistics. He's got to almost get the trucks out and send them all to...
Brings the trolley.
He brings the trolley. And he's like, he walks for, like, two hours to get down to the back of the road train to get the presents for that one.
Is anything like some delivery drivers I've seen? He's going to rock up with loud, thumping Indian music.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah, pull off into my driveway in the evening and chuck a delivery parcel onto my veranda.
Yeah, just throw it, man.
Throw it. Like, you do not care. Santa fucking stupid delivery drivers. Fuck. Sorry.
Oh, my God. Okay, my next note is, what if Santa gets dementia? Because Santa starts to go very, like, this is still in that part. He starts to go, who am I, where, whatever. Mm-hmm. He does a lot of these, right?
Yeah.
Like, what if he'd gotten Alzheimer's or dementia or something, right? He can't be Santa anymore.
No, he can't. Well, he could be. He just doesn't remember.
He just doesn't know who he is.
Yeah.
And then, so we've got the reindeer trying to go through. So when you said go to Earth, it does really feel like that.
Yes.
It feels like they're going from, like, the Mount Olympus through, like, some trials to get to Earth.
Especially when you get the heat and the cool miser guy.
Yeah. They're hanging on clouds across from each other. Were they monkey or something? What's happening here?
Sorry.
Just calling their clouds constantly. So...
Monkey magic.
I said, what if the misers were the Bloods and the Cribs?
Mm. Yes.
Because it kind of. I said Cribs.
You said Cribs.
Oh, Cribs?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Crib my
Is
ride.
Is that the first time when I corrected you too when we were watching?
I wrote Cribs.
Yes, you said with Cribs. With a P. Yeah, but it's Crypt, like crypto.
Yeah, Cribs.
Yeah. You said Cribs.
I know.
You can listen back to it later.
I know, I said Cribs just then too.
Yeah.
I want to say Cribs
again. Yeah.
It's like Crib retaining wall.
Yeah.
Anyway, what if they were then?
Well, they were dressed adequately.
Okay, and the next one is when they first get to the town, and I said, what if you could read a sign when you're behind the sign and in the air?
Yeah, well, you can. It's just a matter of the way the light hits it.
The sign is pointing towards us.
Yeah.
And they are behind the sign.
Do you not think the sign might have been one at the front, one at the back?
Ooh.
Welcome to your leaving. Ooh. Farewell from. Did you not think that?
Yes.
Well, every town has that.
Okay. All right. No. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Good. All right. Can I say, are you talking to the cop yet? Okay, good.
Yeah.
I said, what if British-looking cops talk, what if the cops in America look like British cops, but they talk like Arthur from Red Dead Redemption? Well, I know what you British are talking about, but this is about my life, and I'm going to make sure you go to jail. And then all of a sudden... They're like, that's a weird-looking animal. What is that? That's a dog.
Yeah, so...
Oh, I don't think that's a dog. And then they just get to leave.
Yeah, just walk off.
Yeah, I don't even think he's a cop. I think he's just a crazy cop. I think this movie's filled with Alzheimer's victims.
It could be.
He's just wandering the streets, just going, I'm going to be a police officer today. Hello, jolly old Indolin.
So let's put this into perspective that in 1974, yeah. I think that Americans, when they think Christmas, and they're doing these things.
British.
They think British.
Yes.
There's this British thing that
yes.
happens.
Yes.
I don't know why.
Yes.
But it's there.
Yes.
So.
It's, please, sir, I want some more.
Even.
And the jolly old codgers with the cops with the hats.
And you might, I might be wrong about this, but this time I thought I heard it. When they meet the kid for the first time and he talks.
Yes.
He sounds like he's very posh, almost Tiny Tim kind of voice.
Yes.
Then they meet the parents and they're all talking with really southern
voices.
They've
got twangs.
And then all of a sudden he has that voice too for yeah. a while. But then it goes back to being a bit more Tiny Tim.
Haven't you heard? Santa's not delivering this year.
Yeah, it's
he's
almost.
He's on holiday. He's quit.
Maybe it's just me. Maybe just because I'm programmed to think that.
Maybe.
Anyway, so there's a point there. There's a point where Santa decides to...
Oh, before that, I just said, yeah. What if the reindeer/dog conversion worked when yeah. it happened right in front of the cop? It happens. It takes place in front of the cop.
Yes.
They literally... Oh, sorry, sir. He's fallen off. Let me put them on. Oh, there you go. Very well.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Move along.
Put his ears back on. Anyway, so they get away from there and they're like, okay, let's try someone else. And they try, like, this lady.
Yes.
And the lady who's dressed like she's in... Like the middle of winter.
Yes.
In a place that's supposed to be hot.
Yes.
I don't know what that's about.
No, she's being British again.
And then, so. Yeah, she looks very... And then she's got yes. this, like... Looks like she's got a blanket, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, the reindeer decides to act like a dog and it turns into a cat.
The way you said reindeer made me think of those two people sitting out in the desert. The reindeers are coming.
The reindeer?
The reindeers are coming.
The rains are coming, dear.
Yeah. And then so they have to run.
Yeah, and they run away. And then they run up a tree.
And I said, what if Elf Run DMC could run?
Elf Run DMC.
His name is Run DMC. He's wearing the big clock, and yet he can't run. Their running style, this is another thing Gabby made fun of.
Oh,
their
my God.
Their running style was hilarious.
Looks like they're sledding. Or no, they're like, you know that speed skating?
Yes.
Looks like they're speed skating yes. half the time.
Yes. They're very icy, those non-iced streets.
There's a lot of times in this movie where you can see the string.
Yes.
Or you can see
It's almost like
things.
Their knees bend the wrong way.
Their knees are bending
yeah,
weirdly.
And wait for them to like...
There's not enough frames.
Dislocate.
That's what it is.
All their body joints and they're going to start walking backwards like a spider and their heads turn around and it's going to be some sort of weird horror movie.
What it is if you did like a Wallace and Gromit, right, mm-hmm. when they did that there's probably like about 20 or 30 different slight movements.
Yes.
Whereas these guys are just like, got to get from there to there and
yeah.
five moves or
yeah.
something.
Yeah, we haven't got time to wait. We've got
time to
get this out by Christmas.
Exactly. So that's why it's so jerky. And I understand,
yes,
but
it's still comical.
Quite funny.
I'm still going to laugh at it.
So after the first one they do when they're up in a tree, they then decide, okay, we're going
to
go and
talk
to some kids.
Yes.
So they leave Vixen underneath a tree.
Yes.
What if they don't leave Vixen under the tree? She doesn't get picked up by the
dog
catcher.
Yeah. What if someone just sat with her? She's obviously not well.
Yeah. And they just leave her under
a
tree.
Just leave her.
Now, did you notice that when the guy who is the supposed cop, one of the things that he gives them a ticket for is wearing weird clothes on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So then they go and see the kids who are at school.
Mm-hmm. On a Sunday.
On a Sunday. Were
they at Sunday school?
I don't know, but they were at school on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's...
I reckon they were at Sunday school, maybe.
Maybe.
Because, yeah.
But why would you be at Sunday school and then the parents are not at church? Like, that Sunday school and church go together.
In a little town, they'd send them off.
Yeah, maybe.
I know a lot of stories about people would say they only went to Sunday school so their parents could have sex while they weren't there.
They were playing soccer or something outside the school.
Yeah. But it looked like a little church building. So you don't know if it was school or...
Maybe.
Maybe it was summer school.
Maybe. School in summertime.
I don't know.
Well, it can't be summer school. It's Christmas.
Maybe they're in America. Everything's backwards. If they go on a Tuesday, that's when they're going to get shot at. So they go on a Sunday.
Oh, Sunday school day.
Yeah. Eliminates the thought of
going. So that's what they've got to do in America. They've got to just
change their days.
Change the days.
Just slam 5 days of schoolwork into Sunday and Sunday. Sunday,
yeah.
And then, you know.
It'll be fine.
And don't tell anyone, though.
Don't tell anyone they're going
there. Don't even tell students.
Okay. Yeah. So as this is all happening,
mm-hmm.
The kid turns around and says, "Oh, the dog catcher's taking your dog."
Yes.
Right. So is this where we cut back to Mrs. Claus has to tell Santa about? I think this is where we cut back to it.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they. They start chasing the dog chaser.
Yeah, they do. They talk to that. They meet his parents.
Yeah.
But before that, I said, "What if the news could spread so fast?" So he's literally just said, "I'm not well. I'm going to have to miss out on Christmas this year."
Yes.
All of a sudden, everybody knows. Like, it's old news.
Okay, this is the thing, right? He says he's not, and he says, tell the papers, right? Yep. So they tell the papers,
yep.
who printed an article to say Santa's not coming.
Yeah.
And then kids.
Yes. In the span of a single day.
In the span of the day, know about this. Now,
on Sunday?
I want to park that for a sec because I want to have that discussion when Iggy gets back home.
It's not even Facebook.
Yeah. So when he gets back home, I've got some real problems with this, right? But yes, even then, it's pretty stupid. So we cut back to,
before they go home to his house.
The elves don't go to his house.
No, Santa doesn't.
Yeah.
I said, what if hiding behind trees and then appearing just to talk to children was okay?
No, you've jumped past me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that Santa? Is that what Santa does?
That's what Santa does.
Yeah.
You've jumped past me. Sorry. So just one sec.
So I thought it was what the elves did.
No, the elves never go to his house, the Iggy's house.
No, I just thought they were hiding behind the tree to talk to
Iggy
them.
Iggy says, they're taking your dog, so and then they run him. Away.
Yeah.
And so then Iggy goes home.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, while he's going home, while this whole thing of him going home, we cut back to Mrs. Claus, who Santa has woken up,
mm-hmm.
and he's still not whatever, and she's told him her plan, right? Yeah. Now, her plan was terrible to start with, and now she's already given up because she doesn't know if anything's happened to them yet. So she's just basically just given it up, and she's told Santa what's happening. Now, before she tells him, he gets up, he has this look on his eyes, and I said, Santa looks stoned. Santa looked completely fucking stoned.
He's off his nut.
And he looks stoned for most of the first half of this movie, by the way, too.
Mm-hmm.
Then he puts pimp clothes on. And decides that he's going to go ride Dasher, I think it is, down to try and...
Mm.
And he actually said, he actually mentions the Miser brothers and everything like that too. So he goes and rides off.
Yeah, he's doing narration.
So in the meantime, while Santa's doing his ride down to South Town, which he doesn't know where the fuck they've gone, by the way, but he finds them straight away.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing his ride down to South Town. The elves... who, after talking to the dog catcher and they say they won't release him, they say, oh, you have to talk to the mayor. Like, that's the only thing they can do.
Yeah.
So they go to talk to the mayor. And I said, what if proof of Santa... No, he doesn't do the mayor yet. No, they do the mayor. Anyway, the mayor says that he would only do it if they make it snow, right? Then, in the intervening point, Santa turns up, and that's when you're up to, where Santa comes out from behind the thing.
Okay. I said, what if Mum's sneeze senses?
Yes. She can hear him.
Yeah. Is that my son? I hear a sneeze.
It is. This scene is so weird.
Yeah.
Because he just turns up.
Yep. She just lets him in to have a cup of coffee or whatever.
Well, the kid just starts chatting to him.
Yeah.
And he's Mr. Klaus. And he's not even sure of his own fucking name.
Yeah.
And then the woman.
This is the time before ours, obviously. It's, you know, 70s before the love and peace.
Come inside.
Yeah, come on inside. I'll make you a cup of tea.
You were trying
to. Yeah, a cup of tea. It's like the little guy from The Labyrinth. Come on, come inside. Have a tea with the missus.
Maybe you know, that's what it is.
So jovial and nice back then before everyone got sinister and crappy.
so they come inside into the house, and he also looks stoned in the house.
Yes, because I said, what if Santa ended their home and complimented it to be decorated in early fuck? This house is sparse at best.
It's not great. They didn't bother with furniture, most of it.
No. It's very industrial looking.
It is very industrial looking. They were going
for that chic look.
And so they have a little bit of a discussion,
mm-hmm.
and they're talking and stuff like that. And Santa keeps sneezing constantly, and his sneeze is pretty powerful.
He's probably just allergic to Paul.
He might be allergic. And then the dad, this is when my daughter said, what's wrong with this dad's teeth?
Yep.
Because they've all got, they're like the weirdest people.
The kid and the dad have got like buck teeth. The mum has a little bit too.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
They're the buckies.
Yeah, where it just sits. And they're curved too.
Did you know, hear what this kid's name is?
No.
His name is Ignatius Thistlewhite.
Right.
That is the kid's name.
That's catchy. He's going to go well in life.
He's going to go so well. So then we have the kids saying, oh, I don't believe in Santa, that's for whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dad does his song
mm-hmm.
about how he believes in Santa and blah, 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 like that.
Yeah.
And then, because the kid's sort of seen, he's seen the elves now. He doesn't know they're elves, but he's, mm-hmm. and he's seen a guy Mr. Klaus, right?
Yeah.
Then they do the whole, Santa hears about, that he tells him about the elves, mm-hmm. like the kid tells him about the elves, and he goes and flies up and he just kind of decides just to fly off in a reindeer.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, what if proof of Santa actually make them believe in Santa?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's weird, right?
Yes.
There is definite
so
proof.
There's no doubt that no one disbelieves that Santa exists.
Yeah, but he believes in Santa. Yeah. But like this kid believes in, that Santa exists, but it's just for little kids.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? What is going on? Like, Santa they can't have that.
Santa doesn't want to be buying adult toys. He doesn't want to be buying massages. He doesn't want any of that.
So then I've got, what if, this is when I said, what if Santa had given them a disease?
Mm-hmm.
And then what if a song, what if a song, this is when the dad sings it.
Yeah.
What if a song in the kitchen had perfect echo and perfect tone as if it was recorded in the studio?
Wow. Maybe that's why their house is decorated early. Fuck, it's got the best acoustics.
It's got great acoustics. Known to man. It sounds like it's a 1950s crooner singing this song.
Yes, funny that.
And I think the dad might be the guy who's the other one who was like Dick Shawn or something. Might be the dad. Mm-hmm. Then I mentioned the kid's accent.
Yeah.
And then we go to see the mayor.
Is he sitting in bed at some point?
The dad is when he's a little kid, yeah.
Yes. Because I said, what if Sully Santa Claus existed?
Yes. Like
from Monsters, Inc.?
Yes.
Because the kid sitting up in the bed looks like he's about to be jump scared from the university.
Yeah, that's why he sings the song. He tells the story of when Santa visited him one night.
And I said, what if all advice came in melodic form?
It really does.
Work meetings would be interesting. We're going to have your review now. When you answer customer calls. Yeah.
So they go to visit. We cut across to them visiting the mayor.
Yeah.
And trying to say they need to get Vixen out of the dog pound because she's a reindeer and we're elves and Santa and all this stuff like that. And he makes the throwaway line to say, I will release, I'll do it when it snows in South Town.
Yes.
And I think the kid is with them at this point as well, isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah. I said, what if Vixen was put down?
Yeah.
What if they didn't get there quick enough?
It's very true.
A lot of time happens. And I also said, what if the mayor was the mayor from Mel Brooks from Blazing Saddles?
Yeah.
You give me a toy with a ball, an elastic, and a bat, and he's yours. It doesn't work like this, sir.
Oh, my God. Okay. And then there's a part, there's a part where, in that same scene, where he says, I'll even call the other mayors and we'll make a public holiday for Santa.
Yeah.
And I said, what if Christmas Day was a national holiday?
Yeah, I know. It's weird, isn't it? Let's make a public holiday for this.
Let's make a national holiday for Santa. I was like, I'm pretty sure he's got one.
Santa month.
In fact, actually, Santa pretty much works on that holiday. He's the only one that does work.
Maybe give him a parade.
Yeah, maybe a parade would mean different.
Because Thanksgiving has a parade. Mardi Gras has a parade. Santa doesn't have a parade.
No, he doesn't get a parade. No. Although I think there is a Christmas parade.
Is there? Not here.
We don't have one.
No.
But it feels like there will be.
Fair enough.
And then, I don't know, at some point, there's a character in the background, and I don't know where it is, but the character looks like Charlie Chaplin. I don't think he's... Did you see him?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I was too busy with the next one. I said, what if Roller Wheel Mayor just glided around creaming mirrors?
I love he's got the roller wheels on his feet.
He just glides. I'm like, wow, the first one of those, you know, those kids' shoes. Oh, I don't know what they're called because my kids
have. He just glides. He just does the glide. Yeah. That's so weird. I said...
Heelys. I think they're Heelys.
I said, what if the dog catcher had decided to pull the socks off Vixen's ears at any point?
Yep.
it would have been like, this is a reindeer.
Yeah, so then they have to move it to some sort of animal control or wildlife.
Well, when center. Santa comes and pulls the things off, yeah. right?
That's what she said.
Well, because the other thing is that at some point intervening, Mrs. Claus turns up.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's very Scooby-Doo. Take the ears off. It's not even a dog. It's a reindeer.
I know.
They could have done that.
Exactly. But I love the fact that he said that the dog catcher goes, shouldn't have reindeer around these parts.
That's weird.
Okay. So as this is all happening,
yeah.
the two elves, Mrs. Claus and Iggy, have decided to go see the misers.
Yes. She takes a kid out of his home.
She takes a kid out of the home.
Yep.
She turns up on... Once again, the smallest sleigh that you've ever seen.
Yes, sled.
Sled.
Yep.
And she has, what, one skateboard. Reindeer pulling it?
Yeah.
Don't know who this reindeer is, but let's just
yep.
forget.
Yeah.
She's got plenty of reindeer
yeah,
at home.
Yeah, they got heaps. I'd say it's Donna Kebab. Because they get hungry.
I said something about... Oh, okay.
Because I said, what if snow equaled spirit? Snow it's like, you know, spirit. You can only have the spirit if you have the snow.
Exactly. Yeah, I know. This is a very Northern Hemisphere focused... thing.
Correct.
And,
yeah.
And I'm on the Heat Miser's side the whole time.
Yeah.
That's why I sang his song.
Yeah.
Not that cold guy.
I'm can... like, where's just in the middle miser?
Yeah. No.
Where's just a nice spring day with like a fresh, crisp morning?
Yeah.
A nice, warm midday. And then a nice,
they gotta work
cool
together.
Evening with a lovely breeze.
They got to work together for that.
Yeah, I know.
But they can't work together.
Well, no, they need to
this out. Is like a dystopian future
okay, if
where
two...
there is two climatic zones and
yes.
nothing else.
So if those two departments can't work together, then maybe they should hire another department, like another staff member
yeah.
over to work on that.
Maybe.
Mm.
Maybe. So they go to see the cold guy first,
mm-hmm.
right? Mr. Freeze.
Mm-hmm.
And I said,
a freeze is coming.
I said, what if he was motorboating? Because he goes this.
You made about ice, you have the risk of sticking to it. Can you imagine the motorboating industry? Industries? No, injuries. He'd have like no cheeks, lose a lip. It's too dangerous. You wrote yours so messy. I can barely read
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So.
Maybe you did that on purpose so I wouldn't read your notes.
Okay, so sees the ice guy. The ice guy's like, oh, I can't do anything about putting snow in South Town because every time I try and send snow down the south, my brother turns it into rain.
Yes.
You've got to go and talk to my brother.
Yes.
So we get the intro of the heat guy.
Now, before that, he
yeah.
does his little song.
Yes.
And he does little motions where he taps the elf's hat.
Yes.
And makes it into snow.
Yes.
And I said, what if he froze the elf? What if he gave it a bit, just too much oomph? And just turned him completely into ice.
Yes.
He'd Elsa'd him. I wonder if he's married to Elsa. Or Elsa's his daughter. Yeah.
So I've also got I've got one just for us and our daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Zach would hate him because he's destroying hats.
He was destroying hats.
Yeah.
The heat miser was.
Yeah, both of them destroy
yeah.
hats.
Yeah, they did. They did. Yeah.
They're both destroying hats.
Two
These
levels.
Two guys,
mm.
Zach would hate them.
Yeah, absolutely. Anti him.
I also said, what if Iggy had chill?
Yeah.
Because he should hang out with this guy a bit more often because he has no chill.
What if Iggy's favourite flower is azaleas?
He could be, yeah. And then I wanted to know what his outro was because he's got a good intro, but I don't know what his outro is. Does he have to go backwards and do everything again?
Maybe it's Ice Ice Baby.
Do they have to set it all up for next time someone else turns up?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are they having, like, practices?
Yeah. It's like that. It's like the end of Blazing Saddles where they're like, no, you do it like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
take it from the top.
Mini-me's that he's created, I'm assuming they're all clones.
Yeah.
Are they, is he like training clones or if they're no good, does he just cut them and get a new guy?
It's like, what's his name? From Monsters vs. Aliens. Balthazar.
Oh, yes.
He just
yeah.
keeps cloning.
He just makes little clones.
Yeah, just to do his little
But they're very work. Stupid clones.
Yeah, they're not smart. They just do what he says. They're the dance. They're just the dance mums. They bring them over. What if giving the heat miser the North Pole caused global warming?
Ooh, before you get to that one, I'm in the Heat Miser's intro here because I did the outro for the other guy.
Yeah.
And I said, what would happen if hats just disappeared due to anti-gravity? They throw their hats in the air and they just disappear.
Yeah.
They just keep going up.
Yeah. They just got really good arms.
And then what if the Heat Miser
slow down.
Had just said no.
Yeah.
Like, if he didn't think there was anything in it for him. Because
yeah.
he decides, because he's the one who suggests the North Pole, right?
Yes.
If he just goes, no, I'm not going to make it,
mm-hmm.
like snow in the south, and then just says, go away, because he could do that.
He could.
He just thinks there is a, yeah, there's rain starting.
Yeah.
The heat miser tried to, the cool miser tried to put, some ice down here, and the heat miser turned into rain.
Yeah.
So yeah, if he just says no,
they're going to go to the mum regardless.
Yeah.
Either way,
yeah.
They're going.
They would. And then okay, so he suggests that it's possible that they could. You're going to just read the weather, are you?
I just want to see how bad it's going to be.
Okay. Anyway,
sorry, what I've got the bomb raider. I'm going to use it.
That's the bomb. That stuff.
That thing is the bomb.
Okay, so if he says no, and then like you said, yeah, global warming,
mm-hmm.
definitely, and also. What happens to all those reindeer for the one nice warm day that mm-hmm. they're not acclimatised to it?
They've got to put them in the deep freeze.
They'll have to put them in deep freeze. Yeah. Well, all the elves probably don't really like it that hot either.
Maybe they do.
They live at the North Pole.
Just that's because they live there doesn't mean
what about like all the it. Animals that live there? They can't find all the animals. The poor polar bears are gonna be fucked for a day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're gonna go red. They're gonna have pink bears, not polar bears, because they're gonna get sunburned.
They'll just go see through. Oh, actually, yeah, they'll reflect. No, they won't. Depends what the...
They'll be green bears.
Yeah, they'll be green bears. They reflect.
They'll be green bears.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
Do you reckon there's no grass underneath the snow at the North Pole?
No,
there's not even anything under the North Pole. In fact, I don't think there's any land under there. No, I think it's just water. All
ice, yeah.
They have to get boats.
Yeah. Well, there's the motorboating there for
that's,
you.
That's where the motorboat comes from.
That's where it comes in.
Okay, so after the heat miser... And the cog, they start squabbling, and yep. they won't agree for it.
Yeah.
They go, we're going to go over your head, we're going to go to Mother Nature.
Mm-hmm.
And so they decide to go and see Mother Nature.
Yes.
So they arrive.
Yes.
Wherever the hell Mother Nature is.
Yeah.
Like, she's like Zeus, right?
Yes,
she just has like this green patch somewhere.
Yeah.
That has no climatic zones.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, when they arrive, these animals kind of turn up mm-hmm. and hang out with the reindeer. And I said, what if these animals were some kind of evil cult, like in the South Park episode?
Maybe she's a bit maleficent, maybe a bit, you know, evil witch.
I mean, they look very cute. They look like they're very nice animals, but yeah. What if they weren't?
She's very Snow White, where she calls all the animals and they just come running. yeah, more Princess Fiona makes them all explode. So what if the mum, referring to her nasty little boys,
yes.
didn't give them such power? I mean, she'd have to do their jobs, so she obviously dictated it to them. But seriously, get someone else to do it. I'm sure there are other people looking for work.
Yeah, maybe.
If they're such dickheads about it.
Yeah, I think they're kind of magical and she kind of has to deal with them.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe she should get their father involved. Wait till your father gets home.
Who is their father?
I don't know.
If she's mother and they're stepbrothers, who yeah. the hell's the father?
God.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Can't get him involved.
I smite you and I smite you.
I just smite.
Uh-huh. Ah. No fishes in water for you. That turns into wine.
So I tell the same joke you told before.
Yeah.
But I said, what if Mother Nature's act encourages global warming?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The next scene I have is when Santa is looking after Vixen.
Yeah, okay. Hold on.
I don't
on.
Know if you've got that yet.
I've got, what if he didn't realise causation? If he didn't realise causation? That's a good one.
Mm. Is that like a dish? Causation dish?
Yeah, I don't know. He doesn't realise causation. Okay, you keep going.
Okay. So Santa needs to keep Vixen cold.
Yeah.
So what his plan is to bring him inside the warm house, or her into the warm house, put a blanket over her, but put an ice pack on her head.
Yes.
Surely,
which
just
looks like a piece of...
Yeah, that was my next one.
Okay.
So surely just putting her outside would be sufficient. But yeah. No. So I said, what if a hamper on the head healed illness? She looks like she's got a little hamper
yeah.
wrapped in cellophane. So, you know, he gave her a nice little gift. You can wear it as a hat.
I know. It's
that'll
pretty.
Make you better. Yeah.
Or a brooch.
Yeah. And then this whole thing about him not having, like, not being well. I said, what if all employers were as resistant to workers having a sick day as these people are?
Oh, yeah.
He's sick.
I know.
He's sick.
He actually is sick, right?
Yeah.
So okay.
Get the elves to back him up. What the fuck?
They've all turned back up and they're all back at the North Pole now. Mm-hmm. And so Santa's, like, doing what it is. And the kids have now, Iggy has somehow... rallied all the children of the world.
Yes, to write him letters.
To write letters yeah, and send no, tweets. Send him presents, right?
Yes, presents.
But still, a bird comes with a with a letter from a girl who has not been part of this. She's part of the anti brigade. Yeah. So she's not part of the protesters. She's some kind of, you know, splinter cell.
Yeah.
And so she's written a... She's written him a letter, which comes with a...
With amazing drawings, portrait drawings.
Yeah, okay.
She draws herself like one of those French girls.
So she's written a letter, and when you see the letter, Santa can hear the song. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good. It's one of those Christmas cards where you open it up and it plays the song.
It plays the music, yeah, never fucking shuts up.
Now, one thing about that is that when she writes on this letter, the words are magically appearing before her crayon get to them.
Yeah.
Which is pretty damn good.
Yeah, she's very advanced for her age.
She's extremely advanced for her age.
Yeah.
There's another bit as well. There was one of them, that was the one there. The letters in blue Christmas were on the actual paper before she writes them.
Mm-hmm. She's tracing it again just to make sure it's deep enough.
Yep. At one point, you know, when they do the, I'll just jump back really quick because there's another one that was like a goof. When the heat miser touches the moon, mm-hmm. it melts from a different spot where his hand's not touching.
Correct, yes.
So that's also another one.
Yes.
Also, the moon, not going to be able to melt it. It's like a big piece of rock.
I thought it touched the sun, to be honest. It looked sunlight. No, it's a yellow moon.
It's a weird yellow moon.
Didn't look like that to me.
Anyway, so she sends him this letter, and it kind of, this pushes him into action.
Mm.
Like, he was going to not do anything at all. Yeah. I think the realized causation is something about Santa, but I don't know what that means. Mm. Yeah.
She sends him. She sends him a picture of a Christmas tree.
Yes.
She draws it, and I said, "What if all Christmas trees were blue?"
Yeah, with green ornaments and a red star.
Yep.
Is this like a communist Christmas?
I don't know. It looked like a threat.
1974.
Yeah. Yeah. It's gonna be a blue Christmas. I'm blue Christmas Day. It's a blue.
Okay. And then I said, what if she, so this is Mrs. Claus.
Yeah.
I said, what if she forces Santa to go before he wants to go?
Mm-hmm.
And then he dies by falling off a roof.
Yeah.
And then Scott Calvin picks up the card and has to become Santa Claus.
Yeah.
So that's why when you said that before, I was like, please don't say that.
Right. You said Run DMC Elf. So I know. We're all good. Yeah. And then they're all happy and I think it's the kid gets so excited.
Oh, no, we didn't quite get there yet.
Not yet.
So Santa decides he's going to ride into town.
Yeah.
And
yeehaw, like
he rides into town. Dead. He really does.
Sorry.
When he rides into the South Town and it's all snowing, because we see the mayor going, oh, it's snowing.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he goes outside. That's when he hangs up the photo and stuff outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what if the mayor falls off the ladder and dies?
Yep.
And then someone pulls a card out of his pocket and has to become mayor of South Town. So that was why the two jokes go together.
Oh, dear Lord.
Anyway, he rides through town. Santa rides in and just like a prick tease, lands slowly and then rides off again.
Yeah.
So no one in South Town gets any presents.
Suck it.
Just suck it, guys.
Eat my exhaust, bitches.
And he just fucking flies off. And then the kid does a flip.
Maybe he should have yelled out as he dipped down. He should have went, I'm not even supposed to be here today.
So you can do the thing about the kid does a cartwheel,
he
does right?
A cartwheel, he's so excited. I said, "What if Dua Lipa was born?"
Whereas I did,
maybe do a flipper.
Whereas I did, what if my kid was there and had yelled out, "Do a flip!"
Because he did a flip. She wasn't watching. It was the one bit she wasn't watching. So Gabby's thing is like, you know, what would you say to whatever she do a flip?
Yeah.
Like the kid that says it about the new king.
Our daughter.
What would you like the king? What would you like from the king? Do a backflip.
So our oldest daughter just finished high school and we were talking about it in her graduation day. And this daughter, who is our second daughter, Gabrielle, she basically said, she turned to her and we were all saying, oh, congratulations and stuff. And she just turned to her and she just goes, do a flip.
Yeah.
So we were waiting for her to see do a flip.
Do a flip.
And she
never happened.
Didn't do a leaper or a flip.
Yeah. It's all right, Josie.
I feel like the storm's about to happen.
Yes.
So we should keep moving.
Yes.
I'm done. That's me.
This is it. I'm done too.
Okay, good. It's a quick episode.
Was a year without a Santa Claus, even though they didn't have a year without a Santa Claus.
No, they actually still had a year with a Santa Claus.
There was
no year without a Santa Claus.
I remember it being different.
Because she actually tells a story that there was a year without a Santa Claus.
No,
but there wasn't.
No,
she should have said, there was a year we almost didn't have a Santa Claus.
Almost, but not quite.
But it wouldn't have worked as well as a title.
No, correct not. Not as catchy.
Okay, so we're done. Yep. I know that you love that movie, so let's move on.
Yes, thank you for moving on. So my choice, and this will be the
This is Christmas Day. This is going to be on Christmas Day. Yeah. This better be the most Christmas of Christmas movies.
Oh, it's so Christmas.
Is it?
It is.
Is it Arthur Saves Christmas?
It's everything you want in a Christmas story. It's got love. It's yeah. got neglect.
Yeah.
It's got hijinks. It's yeah. got violence. It's got injury.
Wow.
It's got poker.
Poker?
Yeah, poker. Like the music.
Polka.
Polka. Polka, polka, polka.
Is it a Jack Black movie?
Nope.
Remember that movie he's in where he plays the Polka King?
I understand.
Oh, my God.
That's not it.
One day we're doing that movie for sure.
So, yeah, it's got everything you want. It's got people wet in the bed. It's got spiders. It's got all that.
What the hell is this movie?
It's Home Alone.
Oh, of course it is.
You didn't know from I poker? I didn't
realise the polka because the John Candy bit.
Yeah, the Polka Kings. They take her back home. It's got child neglect, it's got violence, it's yeah. got hijinks, it's got
spiders,
wetting the bed,
it's got
pizza,
intimidating old man next door,
yep,
it's
yep.
got wet bandits, it's got sticky bandits, it's got all kinds of bandits. It hasn't got Crash Bandicoot, but it's close.
Oh my God.
It's even got another movie inside the movie.
The Dukes of Bandits, that's good.
Angels with Dirty Faces.
Angels with Dirty Faces. That's right. That's the little scene. Yeah. Filthy animal. And he recently got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
That's right.
And actually the mum, the lady that plays the mum, I can't remember her name right now, from Schitt's Creek, she was up there with him when he got his star. So it was pretty cute.
By the way, I know we want to get over it, but you sent a thing on Facebook the other day that I saw, which was the people of Schitt's Creek, how to say no in the versions of Schitt's Creek.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That was the most hilarious thing I've ever seen.
I'd rather not.
Yeah, and I like one of them was something like, it's just not in my future.
Yeah. No, I don't see that in my future. That's really good. Yeah. I need to take these down, write them down, and practice them as mantras. Oh, my God. They're so good. I just don't see that in my future.
It's so good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we can head off before we probably lose power anyway.
Have a good lead up to Christmas. And yep. we will be in your ear holes on Christmas Day.
On Christmas Day.
When you choose to listen.
And if you guys listen after, that's fine.
Yeah.
If you want to listen on Christmas Day and get the Christmas spirit,
yeah.
we're going to be ho-ho-hoing ourselves.
And if you don't hear us until after Christmas, Merry Christmas, you filthy animals.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.